Hello, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of Happy Cats with Ben and Brian. I'm Brian, and this is Ben.
Oh, ho, ho.
Santa, what? Why? Where are you here? Christmas is over. I thought for sure we were done with you now.
Well, I'm Ben. What do you mean?
Oh, Ben, why are you talking like that?
I'm talking different. Oh, I hope it's not because I killed Santa.
Oh, no. You got Santa Claus?
Oh, no. What do I do now?
You have to. I think you have to be killed by somebody else, so then you don't have to be Santa Claus anymore.
There's really not another way.
No. What, that's.
What if I kill someone else? Will they become Santa?
No, then you become double Santa. Oh. It stacks.
I better do something about this. I don't know it's, what, though.
It's like a It Santa's situation.
Not It Santa's. It Ho-Ho's?
Yeah, It Ho-Ho's.
At least we're not in a Happy Death Day situation like last time.
Right. Okay, well, do you, for the sake of continuity and for the listeners' benefit, do you think you can attempt to sound like a regular old non-Santa Claus Ben?
Oh, I'll try.
Well,
hi, I'm Ben.
You know, it's a little too Mickey Mouse. just nope, tone it down a little bit.
how's this? Is this okay?
Yeah, that's close enough.
I'm Ben.
I mean, you sound like Ben doing a real, like, uncommitted SpongeBob SquarePants impression.
Okay. How about this?
It's perfect. Yeah, that sounds 100% normal.
Oh, good. Well, we'll figure out my Santa stuff later. I don't know. I think I have until next Christmas, I assume.
That's true. And I think then you're going to have to get married.
Well, I can't just stay.
No, you have to get married to Mrs. Santa Claus. I believe that's how that works.
What if Megan kills Mrs. Claus? Does she become Mrs. Claus?
Well, yeah, but then you would still have to have a second wedding.
Oh, well, we can get that done. Stay tuned for episode 100 when Megan kills Mrs. Claus.
And then you have your second wedding, which will be the happiest day of your life.
Yes, it will. As, I don't know, something happened. Anyway, what's the happy cast?
Some real good deep continuity there. Happy Cast is your number one source for the things that make you happy, the things that bum you out, and everything in between, of course, Ben. And you guys joined us on the most special of occasions, as this is our 99th episode. That's right.
I don't have the sound ready.
sound that air horn again, Ben. Yeah. We got 99 podcasts, and this is one of them. So, I mean, we should probably finish recording it before we celebrate, I suppose.
So, in Quidditch, you know how it's really, like, really unbalanced and unfair?
Yeah, of course. Quidditch is a terrible, terribly designed game. We both know this.
One team can almost, they can get 99 points and a snitch ain't one?
Yep, that's true. That's pretty good. It's good work there, Ben.
Sorry, that one took me a while. That's what all the build up was for that one.
No, it was worth it. We got there.
Oh, I am sorry. But yeah, 99. Woo! This is the one everyone always celebrates on runs of things.
Yeah, of course. It's the big milestone episode, episode 99.
So, how have other other shows done compared to us? What episode is the Ingenuity show on right now?
Oh, Ben, they're way, way past us, as they never stop. They're machines, man. They just keep going all the time for however many years. They're podcasting Iron Men.
Ooh, 215. That's what they're up to right now. And they started after us, didn't they?
Yeah, they sure did. And they've had more than double our episodes.
To be fair, there are three of them.
I don't follow.
Because there are three, sometimes one can't make it, and then there are two, plus a guest. With us, if one's not there, it's not the Happy Cast with Ben and Brian, it's just the Happy Cast with Ben. And who wants to hear that?
I'm sure people would like to hear that.
I wouldn't. Because As we talked about in a previous episode, the Happy Cast is not you or me, it's us.
Right, it's you all, everybody.
And us.
And us. Anyway, so we're recording this shortly after the holiday season has passed. Well, we're right before New Year's, so we're in the dying breaths of 2018.
It is December 27th, 2018 at 9:16 p.m. Central Time.
So how was your 2018, Ben?
Give it a
letter grade.
I would give it... Well, see, I don't subscribe to your typical A to F letter scale anymore. I have the new, like, progressive grading scale.
Okay, so what do you give it on your new progressive grading scale?
On a scale of plant to basketball, I would say I am a guitar.
Oh, all right. So it's been a guitar kind of year for you, eh?
Yes, how about you?
You know, I mean, it's definitely, the year started off weak, but finished pretty strong, so I feel like a tennis racket.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. I have done a lot of things this year. Last year, I started playing D&D, but this year, I started DMing D&D, which is, those who don't know, it's the one who is everything else that isn't the player. I have to be literally everyone and everything all the time and know everything. I'm now the DM for two games. And weirdly, it's all with people that I knew first in junior high.
Oh, that is odd.
Not counting Megan and Caitlin, their family. But yeah, everyone, like all my high school friends, they went off and are doing great things in other cities. All my junior high friends are doing great things in town. And nearby.
Like playing D&D.
Yes, and I play with them now.
Huh.
Well, we got a new TV last year, so not that. We started this podcast again this year.
As we do every year.
not 2014.
Oh, but we had zero episodes in 2014?
We skipped that one.
The year without a Happy Cast.
Oh, that is my favorite Christmas movie.
It's a classic. I mean, every year you gather the family around and watch it.
I'm the Freeze Miser, and you're the Heat Miser. I guess it'd be the Happy Miser and the Bummer Miser.
Yep, and we both know which one's which.
I'm Mr. Happy Miser.
Oh, yeah, if we were in phase two, we would spend the next 3 hours writing a parody song.
And then we would badly sing it and make everyone listen.
Yes, and it would have been probably pretty good.
At least the content.
Yeah, it would have been a real A for effort kind of situation.
Wait, what is this A you speak of?
Oh, I'm sorry. It would have been a real guitar for effort.
Who said guitar is A?
I did just now.
Oh, no. But I think that's about it. That's probably something I'm forgetting, and someone will probably get mad that I forgot it. But I don't know. Oh, I designed a good escape room this year.
Oh, congrats. Which one do you consider the good one?
The murder mystery one, I think, is pretty good. The other one I think is good, but it's really hard. So people think it's not good.
But really, they're the ones that aren't good.
They're wrong. No, it's just the puzzles are a lot thinkier. They're more sit down and thinkier than like walk around and thinkier.
Right. I mean, and maybe, and those probably aren't the kind of puzzles you want with a 1 hour time limit.
Yeah, well, they can be long. See, the thing is, the first one I designed, I built with the way I think in mind, and my brain has done lots and lots of those, like, penny press puzzle books you can get at the magazine section at your local grocery store.
Oh, right, yeah. Have you ever picked up an issue of Games Magazine?
Is that similar stuff?
Yes.
Probably I have then. Because I have a lifetime of doing stuff like that, crosswords, jumbles, all that stuff. So my brain assumed everyone's brain works like that. Well, they'll see the puzzle and know basically how it works. No, that's not how almost anyone's works. At least the people who come play. So people who love puzzles, love that room. People who don't have no idea what's going on.
I just want to go to an escape room where I can... push a button, and then a secret door opens up, and then I turn a key, and it turns on a black light.
That's more the second one has. There's still puzzles you have to figure stuff out, but sometimes what you have to do is more spelled out, or I give you tools to work with, not screwdrivers. That's happened before. That's bad. But it's been pretty good. That room's been good. There might be a new room coming next year. So on top of my hobbies of DMing two games and working on a 100th podcast while reviewing All 99 before that and making the Happy Cast Bible, I will also be designing an escape room that might have two rooms involved in it.
Oh, nice. That's quite a large project.
Yes, it seems like all of my hobbies affect other people. I can't be into model trains. I'm only into things that I work with others on, so if the hobby dies, everyone else gets sad.
Ah, right. I mean, I get it. I wish I were into more solitary hobbies, such as, you know, I don't know, solitaire.
Is that much of a hobby?
Oh, yeah. I've known hobbyist solitaire players.
Oh, name one. I can name one.
Go ahead.
It's that one Bond girl, solitaire.
Oh, is that a real thing?
I'm pretty sure there's one called solitaire.
Okay, I believe it. That sounds right.
If there's one called Christmas and Bambi, there's probably a solitaire.
I didn't know those were characters either. I don't know a lot about James Bond.
Yeah, there's Bambi and Thumper in one episode together.
Wait, really?
Yeah. There's Pinocchio. There's Maleficent.
Maleficent?
Yeah.
Sure. No, I mean, it's such a beautiful name. I can see James Bond seducing a woman named Maleficent.
They're all famous Bond girls. But you, what have you dude this 2018?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that, you know.
Like that song?
Nothing specific. Although, right now, at the tail end of 2018, I am doing a bit of house sitting for a friend of mine, so that's where I'm at right now.
What, they let you up on the roof?
Yep, I'm on the roof.
Well, how else would you sit on the house?
Aha, ba-da-dum.
Are all the drinks on the house?
They're all in the house.
Is the bear blue and are you a... Wait, is the house blue and are you a bear?
Am I a big bear in the blue house?
Yeah, bear in the big blue house?
Right, is there a real dumb reference.
I forgot about that show. Are there bananas in pajamas?
Ooh, wow. I forgot about that.
Or as the British say, bananas in pajamas.
Sure. I guess that's what they say.
Neil, write in and let us know how you say that.
No, bananas in pajamas.
Or
sure.
Call in internationally.
Yes. We'll cover the long distance fees.
I mean, I guess it'd be easier to just, if you were to record, just to record and mail it. But if you want to call internationally, maybe go to like a hotel or a payphone.
Ben will cover the long distance fees.
Are the long distance fees zero?
No.
It shouldn't even count. It's a Google voicemail line. Theoretically, could he set up a Google voicemail line that originates in America, call from Wi-Fi through that to that line? Would that count?
In theory, maybe, perhaps, yes.
That's irrelevant to everyone except Neil, really. I was just curious. So nothing's happened this year for you?
No, I've had things happen. You know, we've covered. I just really wanted to. I had a tight 5-minute conversation block about house sitting that I wanted to cover.
Oh, sorry, do that.
No, it's fine.
I want to know all about it.
Okay, so have you ever done any house sitting for anyone, Ben? It's very odd. It's an odd thing.
I've never been in people's houses without them around. It makes me feel weird.
It does feel weird. Here's something. Here's a little helpful hint to anybody if they ever leave me in their house alone. Here's something I do. I'm going to look at your movie collection and be real judgy about it.
Oh, no. What is there to judge in this one?
Well, I don't know. There's always, not super judgy, but I will say there's something about even being a guest in someone's house and seeing their movie collection. There's always one or two that stand out where it's like, really? You own that? That's okay. That's an odd choice. I wouldn't see that being owned. Like, It's like, oh, you guys have a Blu-ray copy of Dan in Real Life?
Oh.
Okay, I guess. I mean, it's a pretty good movie. I just can't imagine owning it.
You have Dodgeball and two copies of High School Musical?
Two copies, because one is never enough.
That's me.
The best part is being, you have two copies of it?
And Dodgeball.
Oh, yeah. Dodgeball's pretty good. Are you just looking at your movie collection as you say this?
I just remembering the stuff that people are like, you have Dodgeball?
I like Dodgeball. It's a fun
I do, too. It's good. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
Yeah. The best thing is being in old people's houses, and then you can look at their VHS collection.
How often do you house sit? Are you sure you're not just a burglar?
Well, no. I mean, I'm talking about just being a guest in people's homes now.
Is this your first time house sitting?
I've house sat for these same people before.
Okay. And what's the purpose of house sitting? Is it so people don't break in and steal stuff? Is it basically in Home Alone when he has all the shadow people walk around?
Yeah, no, it's pretty much that. I've got traps set up everywhere, cans of paint on the stairs, et cetera, and so on.
Got spiders everywhere, or one spider. I don't remember.
Is there a spider in that movie? It's been a while.
There's one spider somewhere. It crawls on one of their faces.
Oh, right. The tarantula.
Yeah. That spider. So, like, do you look around through their clothes and put them on and pretend like you're them?
No, that's weird. I don't do that.
You said you do weird stuff. I assume there might be more than one thing, so I didn't know.
No, that was the thing. That was the just being judgmental about movies people own, which it's not even exclusive to a house sitting scenario. It's anytime I'm in somebody's house, I look over at that shelf like, ah, you guys have a VHS copy of Who's Harry Crumb? Okay.
Oh, no. Which of my stuff were you, I almost said sassy, I forgot the word already, judgy.
I was being real sassy about it.
So which of my collection were you judgy about?
I'm like, oh, look at this guy, he's got a Lost fan club DVD.
I almost said that, I was about to make that reference if you didn't.
Yeah, no, I felt like you were setting me up for it, like T-ball.
I'm surprised you remembered it.
I never forget.
But you're not an elephant, like I said a few episodes ago.
Ah, right. But no, I'm not really even watching the house. I'm more taking care of two dogs.
Do you get to live there the whole time?
I mean, I've been working a lot, so I'm pretty much just sleeping here and then leaving in the morning.
Okay, and how much do you get paid for this?
I'm doing it for free as a favor.
Pro bono?
Pro bono.
Just like skeletons?
Yeah, okay. I'll allow it.
Just like you two fans.
Pro bono.
Pro bono. That's his name, right? Bono?
Yeah, sure. Bono, the lead singer of U2.
The lead singer of Sonny Bono.
Right, right. U2 and Cher. Remember when they had their variety show back in the 70s?
Yeah, and they sang I Got You, Babe.
Yeah, Cher and Bono.
Photoshop challenge.
Well, I think we've had a good intro, and we should move
nice
on.
Nice and long.
We should move on to happy hour now. It's happy hour again. Happy hour is the part of the show where we talk about the thing that's making us most happy for the week. Ben,
no. Nope.
Are you eating cookies, Ben?
I'm definitely not eating chocolate covered pretzels.
Okay, good. Is not eating chocolate-covered pretzels your happy hour this week?
No, because I usually don't like chocolate-covered pretzels all that much. I'm eating these because my coworker left us some Christmas goodies that I just now got around to picking up.
Ah.
They are good.
And are these chocolate-covered pretzels different than previous chocolate-covered pretzels you've had?
Not really. I'm just not a pretzel fan. And the chocolate doesn't really balance it out too much for me. I think these were actually not chocolate, but they were kind of like minty slightly, which made them really interesting.
Huh.
So because
that
of
that. Sounds interesting.
Because of that, I liked it more, because I'm used to peppermint or minty stuff being crunchy. Where I'm used to chocolate stuff being chewy. So it worked out. Anyway, what's this happy hour?
It is happy hour. What is your happy hour?
So for this happy hour, I will talk about Christmas stuff. Christmas Day was kind of boring.
Oh, I'm sorry.
As we heard last episode, and like I knew for a long time before that, my wife, Megan, how does Bora say it?
Oh, what? I can't believe you busted out your trademark catchphrase.
I saw Borat once under duress, so I'm not sure how he said it. I am not a Borat fan at all.
Then why did you just do that?
Every time I say those two words, that's all I think ever, and I hate it so much.
Bummer. So, do you just try to avoid saying my wife?
I do. It was so nice when, like, over 5 years ago, I could say my girlfriend or my fiance.
My fiance. Yeah, that doesn't work. No. You can't do that.
I don't even know how it's supposed to sound.
You can just call her your Megan. Like, oh, my Megan.
My bae. My Bagan.
Ugh. Gross.
Don't kids still say bae?
Yeah, that's what the kids are saying these days.
Oh, no.
With their, that's what they say in their snaps to each other.
That's totally wicked.
Sorry to derail your segment so quickly, Ben, but I just want to put it out there for the listeners that you've gotten very good at Snapchat.
What is it? The filters?
You really cracked the code where I'll just get a snap from Ben. That's a picture of him wearing sunglasses with like a gif of somebody dabbing with like the words extra AF or something like that.
Yeah, that's been one of them.
There's like the big flashing sign saying "You mad, bro?" And it's the best thing I've ever seen.
So if you on Snapchat want to follow me, I think my name's Molten Panther. And if you do, I will personally send you some every couple days.
It's always a delight. Anytime I have a new snap from Ben, I'm like, oh, great. I'm ready to smile.
Every time, like, I send a lot of them before I go to bed, which is usually when you and my sister both wake up, it seems. So I'll just, like, about to go to bed, send one. A few seconds later, they two notifications. Caitlin screenshotted that. Brian screenshotted that. I'm like, yeah, I did it.
Yep. I screenshot them all, man, as I think we've covered on previous episodes.
So, Brian, give me a random word right now, just for Snapchat.
Okay. Salty.
Salty. Okay. Now I'm going to add a salty gif to it. That's usually what I do, is I think of a random word, search for it, find the gif. So, yeah, if you guys want to follow, shoot me a follow. Hit that subscribe button.
Like, follow, and subscribe.
To HappyCast on everything. We actually do have a YouTube channel.
Oh, weird. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I think there was a two-episode stretch where I put up little, like, teaser promos.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So, that happened. And sometimes they were outtakes. But, yeah, I also added to my story, so Snapchat's my happy hour.
Your Snapchat's also my happy hour.
Is there a way that we can get a HappyCast logo as like a thing we can clip out? Because I'd love to put one on here.
Like on Snapchat?
Yeah, I want to put that on Snapchat. So that way we can like add it to our own photos.
I don't know. I'll get the CEO of Snapchat on the line immediately.
Orson Slade?
Right, that's a name I haven't heard in quite some time.
That's a very poor saying of a Star Wars quote.
Yes, that's what I do now, is I misquote Star Wars. May the Force be upon you all the time.
Megan's going to hate this part of the episode. Don't. Just do it. That's not it.
Right, yeah. That's part of Yoda's Nike sponsorship.
Don't even bother trying. Just do it. Anyway, Christmas. Megan had to work. That all stemmed from me calling her my wife.
Oh, right. I forgot that's how we got here.
Oh, yeah. So, Megan had to work. I stayed at home. playing Minecraft and listening to the podcast most of the day. That was interesting. 2 days before that, we went to do family stuff, saw family, did our yearly family puzzle that my uncle makes, where it's always you have to solve some sort of puzzle to get your present. Pretty good this year. I liked it a lot. The day before as Christmas.
As a fellow puzzle maker, are you hypercritical of the puzzles?
Not necessarily, because it's not an escape room built puzzle, and we're allowed to use our phones. So while it wouldn't have worked in an escape room, because it required a lot of international translating, it's good for that kind of puzzle. It's a puzzle I would have liked.
Oh, okay.
So that's good. Let's see. Oh, but speaking of Snapchat from a while ago, last episode you said you were going to post one of my snaps on our HappyCast page.
Oh, did I forget to do that?
I think so. I'm just reminding you in case you wanted to sometime in the future. Because there's another one incoming.
I mean, I definitely have some good ones I can share.
Oh, yeah, feel free. A snap a day keeps the listeners away.
Do we want that? That sounds bad.
It's probably true. Christmas Eve, Megan and I went over to my parents' and sister's house, where we did our present exchange, and then we hung out and played stuff all day. And it was really actually a way more relaxing Christmas time than most of the past Christmases. Because typically we'd wake up super early, open our stuff, go see like grandparents and extended family, and then by the time we get back, we're like, oh, want to play our new games? No, we're too tired. Let's go home. Christmas Eve, though, we just went over at a decent time, hung out, ate chicken and noodles, had hot chocolate, and played games and watched Christmas movies.
Now, you ate chicken and noodles. Is that, like, two separate things, or was it a chicken noodle soup?
It was, all right. Traditionally, to me, chicken noodle soup has, like, long, thin noodles or Star Wars shapes.
Yeah, okay, so you're thinking, like, you're thinking of, like, Campbell's condensed soup from a can.
Yeah.
Okay.
My favorite one, though, was probably not Star Wars or SpongeBob ones. There was one other one. I can't remember what it was.
Alphabet?
Now. No. The letters are all different. Too different.
Yeah, that's how the alphabet works, then.
All the letters in the alphabet are so different. It's terrible. How can you memorize all 26 of them? And plus, it's a ripoff because, I mean, M's and W's are the same letter. How do you even know which one you have?
That's true.
Check out Alphabet Scoop, that podcast I really enjoyed doing with Miss Fizzbiz, but my computer died after like 7 episodes, and then we didn't get to do anymore for a while.
Oh, yeah. I mean to check that out. I'll get on that.
I had a lot of fun. After the first couple, we got our flow down. That's kind of how it works anyway. And I thought it was really fun, actually.
I mean, it was a good premise.
But some stuff that I have a story about Alphabet Scoop I need to tell in a little bit. some stuff I got. A lot of stuff. I got a D&D calendar, which is super cool. Every day of it, or every month of it, has a different huge art that's in one of the main core books. And it is currently hung over a dent in our wall, so I can see it and not the dent.
Oh, nice.
Megan and I both together got, this is from my sister again, the last one was too, a Mystery Science Theater calendar, which is really cool, and we got a Mystery Science Theater floor mat for inside. It's like the of the moon with the logo on it. It's really cool. I'm going to forget some of the stuff I got, so sorry in advance to the people who will hear this, three of which have given me gifts, three of whom. I got some Jason themed stuff. Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th. Megan got some Freddy stuff.
Freddy Mercury?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Freddy Mercury versus Jason Mraz. Freddy versus Jason. Photoshop
that's
challenge.
That's the reboot of Freddy versus Jason coming out this summer.
I can't believe I got to Mraz out of Jason. I'm trying to think of a musician.
Yeah. No. Not the first Jason I would have went with. I would have gone Jason Alexander.
The musician. I think it's because of my very first MP3 player, which was not an iPod or a Zune. I don't know what it was called. But it came with,
like... You got secondhand from Jason Mraz?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't remember what it was called, but I remember it came preloaded with one song, and I think it was a Jason Mraz song.
Huh.
And I didn't know how to take stuff off, so it was on there.
So you just listened to that song all the time on repeat.
I knew how to put stuff on, just not off. So I was stuck with that one for a while. So his name's burned into my memory. I got a couple board games. I got one called, I think, Stupid Deaths, which is sort of a true and false game about Napoleon died by choking on a fishbone, and you have to guess. And if you're right, you move forward. If you're wrong, you don't. But if you're wrong, there's a little Grim Reaper that comes around the board behind you and tries to catch up to you to get you. A pretty fun, easy-to-learn game. But one of the coolest things I got is a board game called Villainous. It's in the most beautiful board game box I've ever seen. It looks amazing, especially in the light. It won't do justice if you just Google it. You can try, but it might work. They have it at Target, though, if you want to look at it. It's a Disney-themed game, so I didn't have high hopes when I first saw it in stores, because if it's just like a branded game, it's often going to be like just some kind of ripoff of like Monopoly or something. But no, this game is really good. It's up to 6 people, 2 to 6. You play as a Disney villain of 6 of them. You can play as a Queen of Hearts, Maleficent, Ursula, Prince John from Robin Hood, because who remembers that one? Captain Hook or Jafar. What's cool?
On Beach Jafar.
That's who I was my first time. What's cool about the game is every villain has their own goal in the game. So Jafar specifically is you have to unlock the Cave of Wonders, use the magic lamp, and then hypnotize the genie and bring the lamp back to the palace because of the movie. Captain Hook has to find Peter Pan and defeat him on the Jolly Roger. And there are some more complicated ones, but they all have their own goals. And each villain has their own deck of cards that you pull from. So you won't ever have a shared deck. You have your own events and your own like strategy for your character. It's really cool. You can affect other players by something called fate cards. And again, everyone has their own fate card deck. So like Jafar's will have things like Aladdin or Abu or something that will help affect one of them and make them stronger. So if I want to like hurt you in the game, I go to a fate space. I draw a couple of your fate cards and I choose one, and it like hinders your progress, and you have to work your way through fighting them. So it's actually really, really cool. It's complicated to learn the first time, but once you get past that first time, it's awesome. It's really, really fun. Caitlin and Megan even played it, and there are a lot of times I look at a game and I look at the back and go, they won't play that with me. This one, Caitlin would not stop wanting to play it with me. I'm okay with that. That's not a complaint. But I can't wait to play it again.
It sounds fun. I would like to check that out.
That is my recommendation for whatever that board game segment is we do.
I don't remember what we called that. Do we have one of those?
I feel like we had to have had one. We probably did somewhere. But yeah, if you're ever in the area, check it out with me. Actually, if you're over here, I have so many board games for us to check out.
You've got a trunk full of board games, as previously covered.
And a buffet full, and a closet full. And they're just spreading. We really need to move to a 2-bedroom apartment, so I can have a board game room. But I know I got a lot more stuff. I got some clothes. Oh, I somehow forgot one of the best things. My mom got us tickets to see Weird Al on his new Strings Attached tour, where he travels with a full orchestra.
Oh, yeah. That is very exciting. I can't believe you got that, man.
I know, because I was the most excited about that. From what I read, it's his normal tour that he does with like the show and the screen and the costumes, just with an orchestra also. And we are in row 3, and I've never been that close before. So
I have not been that close either. That's incredible.
I'm expecting Weird Al's crotch to get very close to Megan and Caitlin's face.
Or you.
I mean, usually, but I think he generally chooses ladies. To make that more in context, for those who don't know Weird Al's tours and concerts, like we all do so very, very much, he has a song called Wanna Be Your Lover, which is mostly a bunch of just like crappy pickup lines. And some not even real pickup lines, just insults. But during the concert, he dresses up in like a skin tight, I think it was like orange, that leopard, tiger print? Some kind of print.
One of those, some kind of animal.
And he gets like really close in the audience, not like sexual harassment close, but like funny close. And we got one year we were two rows away. And I was like, ah, drats. Row three, though, I think we got it.
I mean, if the full orchestra is not in your way.
Yeah, see, I'm curious if they have, like, an orchestra pit. That's what I'm assuming. Maybe that's because they're at a theater they've never been to before, or Weird Al is. And it's actually in Arkansas this time, and he's never been to Arkansas.
Oh, he's not in Tulsa? That's usually where you have to go.
Usually, but there is no room for an orchestra at that theater. He'll be at the, I don't remember what it's called, something in North Little Rock that I'm going to September something. It's, I don't know. It'll work great as an anniversary present, except for the fact that my sister is also going. So it'll just be a family trip. But, yeah. I got cooler. Yeah. I got other cool stuff, but there's a lot of stuff to mention.
I mean, I'm excited to have you report back how that full orchestra tour was.
Oh, if you want to experience it, I can bring the iPad and hold it up above my head so you can see everything.
Oh, could you? That'd be great.
Yeah, people love that at concerts.
I'm sure they won't mind at all.
Definitely not. What about you? How did your Christmas or happy hour go?
It went pretty good, I suppose. Yep, spent time with family, had some pretty good food, took care of these dogs.
What'd you eat?
Breakfast foods, ham and grits and biscuits.
What's that saying about grits?
Grits is ground up corn.
Okay, I wasn't sure. Breakfast is my favorite meal. I probably have covered that before, so I'm on board for the breakfast thing.
How do you feel about breakfast during non-breakfast hours, like a breakfast for dinner scenario?
Always. Always have breakfast for dinner.
Really?
If possible, always have breakfast for dinner. It's my favorite meal. I don't like having it for breakfast. I like having it for every time, all the time.
So it's just your go-to meal, like all-purpose, anytime meal.
Yeah, I like chicken strips, pizza, Italian food, and breakfast.
And breakfast. What about a breakfast pizza? That seems right in your wheelhouse. Like, you'd be all about that.
I don't think I've had one, actually.
Oh, you should try it. They're pretty good.
I just love getting a plate. Anywhere that has it, I will get a plate of scrambled eggs, bacon, one biscuit, maybe some hash browns, maybe a pancake. IHOP, Cracker Barrel, Denny's. Waffle House, McDonald's.
Waffle House?
Oh, definitely Waffle House. Do you still have a lot of Waffle Houses there?
Oh, yeah, we have an abundance of Waffle Houses.
What's your old Waffle House catchphrase?
You can't step outside in Georgia. You can't throw a Waffle House without hitting another Waffle House.
Yep, that's the one.
That's how Waffle House dense we are.
Our closest one in the last couple years has been demolished and turned into... No. A My Dentist dentistry chain.
My Dentist dentistry chain? Like in that you go there, or in that that's what they call it?
It's called My Dentist.
Hmm.
It's super annoying. It seems like it's probably the opposite of a Waffle House.
In that there aren't many of them?
Oh, no. In that Waffle Houses are fun.
In that they probably have very clean restrooms, unlike literally every Waffle House ever.
I have made it a point to almost never go into the restroom of any place that isn't home, unless I really have to. So, is that your happy hour? Or is that just your Christmas talk?
That was just Christmas talk. My happy hour is a gift I received from my father, and it was the complete Adam West Batman TV series on Blu-ray, which is very, very exciting.
That sounds amazing. He knows how to give you gifts.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, he did call me like a month ago and say, what do you want for Christmas? And I said, I don't know, man. Socks, money, I don't know. And then it hit me. I'm like, oh, you know what I really want, actually, is the Adam West Batman TV series on Blu-ray.
Oh, well, no wonder he did.
I know. And I said, what do you want? He said, I need new bed sheets. So I was like, great, gotcha. So Christmas Day, he gives me my Blu-rays. I give him bed sheets. End of transaction.
But that's awesome, though. You got some good stuff. Did you get any socks this year?
No, not yet.
What?
I know. It's been a sock-free holiday thus far.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know. I'm going to have to actually buy my own socks, which is not a situation you ever want to be in.
I got socks this year.
A lot?
At least one. I think two. I can't remember. I know I got at least one, though. I can't believe it, Brian. You're no longer yourself.
I'm no longer the sock king.
Socking.
As I appointed myself.
Would that make you more of a sock dictator?
No, okay. A self-appointed sock dictator.
Yeah. Blurb word. So how is the Batman? Are there like Batman series on Blu-ray? Are there like special features? Any great episodes?
Well, I haven't. I've only been able to watch the first two episodes so far. So I haven't been able to dig into those special features yet.
Who's in those?
In the special features?
No, in the first two episodes.
They're both. They're both Riddler episodes. And okay, so here's a cool thing I didn't know about the Batman 66 TV series until recently, until I did some research. So originally when it aired back in 1966, it was on two nights a week, back to back. So it was like Monday and Tuesday. So they would always end the first half of the show with a cliffhanger, which I knew. I remember the cliffhangers. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you know, he'd be in some dire situation, and they'd say, "This is the end of the Caped Crusader. Tune in tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel to find out." And it was, like ABC the next day would just show the second half of the episode. Mm-hmm. So, which was because when they were scheduling for the series, they only had 2 half-hour slots open, like 2 days in a row. So, like, okay, we'll just put it on these two nights. But it it actually works really well as a throwback to like the old movie serials. But it's really exciting. So I've really enjoyed it because when I was watching the show as a kid, I remember watching it like 5 or 6, and I didn't realize it was a comedy. Like it felt so serious as a kid. Like, oh man, Batman's in trouble.
That's why it works so well.
Yeah. So now seeing it as an adult, I really fully get what they're doing. I'm like, oh, this is actually hilarious.
Is that Frank Gorshin Riddler?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. He is one of my favorite Riddlers. They're all my favorite Riddler. Riddler's just my favorite.
They have, well, then they've got like the best rogues gallery. Like, I'm so excited to see like Burgess Meredith's Penguin.
Oh, yeah.
Or Cesar Romero as the Joker with his mustache.
Thank you. I almost said Cesar Chavez.
Yep. Cesar Chavez as Joker. The Joker.
I could not remember. I knew it was Caesar. I couldn't get to the other half of that.
Julius Caesar, one of the Caesars.
Caesar's pizza, Caesar salad.
And there's one episode that I'm especially excited to get to.
Eartha Kitt Catwoman?
That's season 3. I'm excited about that. There are 3 different Catwomans across the series.
Catwomen, Brian.
Catwomen. But I didn't know that in one of the episodes, there's a villain played by Liberace. So I'm excited to get to that Liberace episode.
Is it Piano Man?
He does play the piano. I can't remember the name of the villain, but he's a concert pianist.
What about Vincent Price's Egghead?
Who?
Vincent Price?
Oh, yeah. Vincent Price is in an episode.
Yeah, so he's Egghead.
A lot of great stuff that I'm very excited about.
Oh, I am jealous of you. I think that's a better present than season 1 of Joey.
I mean, how can you really know? Because I don't think you've watched any of that yet.
Yeah, because on old episodes I found out, I purposefully saved it for when you came to visit, but we never got around to it. So I'm still going to keep waiting until you're back here again, and then we'll watch all of it while playing board games.
So do you know where it is?
Yes, it's on my shelf right now.
Okay.
That's so, the thing, yeah, people. When people come and judge me, they go, "You have season 1 of Joey?"
I mean, yeah, that's definitely one of those things. And it's not even like you're a Friends super fan. Like, you don't have every season of Friends up there.
My mom
it's
does.
Just season one of Joey.
Yeah. Like, Friends, what is that? Never heard of it. Love Joey, though.
Oh, Friends? You mean that Joey prequel?
Oh, no. Is that you with... No, you like Cheers and Frasier.
Yeah. Friends is like the Better Call Saul of Joey.
Okay, there we go. Oh, no. Does that mean Breaking Bad is Joey?
Yeah, I guess so.
You can't do that to Breaking Bad.
They're both like two of the greatest shows ever made.
One of my favorite things about old episodes is you're talking about how you're just getting into Breaking Bad, and you're like, I think this might make it on my top five best TV show list.
Oh, yeah. No, it's, yeah, it's, I think it's still there. It's, I think it's the best show ever made.
Lost?
I'm making a very distinct qualification when I say that. I think it is of the highest quality, like from a objective standpoint. Like, oh, this is the best show ever made. It's not my favorite show. There are shows I like more. Your Lost and your Cheers.
Okay, Cheers that's fine.
But I think it's just like objectively the best show ever made.
It is very cinematic.
Yes. Incredible. Like it's that rare perfect storm of the TV show where everyone's at the top of their game, the writing, the directing, the acting, the music, everything's just like going full steam, and it's all coming together in this really beautiful, like really special kind of. I mean, really, how often do I need to talk about how great Breaking Bad is? We all know.
Only every episode.
I still prefer Better Call Saul. You should really watch that new season, Ben. It's pretty good.
I need to. It's just right now we're in the middle of Monk. We can't just stop Monk. And King of the Hill. We watched the first one with the tornado.
Oh. Very good. Very, very good.
Yeah, so happy hour. Breaking Bad for you and that gingerbread cookie for me.
Yep, and let's move on to Bummer Patrol. Oh, man. Ben, oh, Ben.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, life cannot be all Breaking Bad and gingerbread cookies.
that saying goes.
Sure, I've seen that on countless bumper stickers.
We're selling them right now in our Cafe Press store.
Sure. Etsy.happycast.com/Cafe Press.
Yeah.
That's a URL, right?
We need an Etsy store.
But no, you know, it's not all flowers, man. You gotta have the bad times to balance it out. So what is your patrol for the week?
Like last time, I have two, but one of them is probably less relatable and more random and really hard to talk about longer than just for like a minute or two. One is a song that I didn't mind and now I hate. I think
it's the Macarena.
No, I knew that immediately. I knew that from the moment that people were trying to force me to dance it.
At school, did they make you do that too?
A little bit of school, a lot of church stuff, because it was my mom and her friend, who's basically my aunt, named Sue. There was like church stuff. We were little kids, and it's hilarious for everyone to dance the Macarena. But as a kid, I was just like, no. No, I'm not doing that. No.
Just arms crossed, clearly not having it.
Sat on the ground and just pouted. I probably did. I don't know.
That's a good little kid move, Ben. I mean, it's not as effective at 29. I wouldn't try it now.
But... No, I still do it. If a Macarena comes on and someone says, dance, Ben, I'm like, no, no, I will not do the Macarena.
That will show them.
It does. They leave me alone after that. No, this song, we heard it on the way to Christmas. I mentioned before how we went to see family the 2 days before Christmas, extended family people, and we were driving to my mom's house to get a ride from there, and on the way there we heard the song. The next day on the way to my family's house, we heard it again at the same place, basically. It is Knocking on Heaven's Door. Were you familiar with that? I think it's called that. I don't know what it's actually called. Are you familiar with it?
Sure, yeah. Who's that by? It's the Rolling Stones.
I think it's by Alabama Grandma. It's by Guns N' Roses on the album Days of Thunder. It was written for the soundtrack of the 1973 film Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid.
Huh.
I'll play a little clip here, maybe also at the end. I don't know. I just know if you look up the lyrics for it, it's almost entirely knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Well, of course, so you're specifically talking about the Guns N' Roses cover, because the original is a song by Bob Dylan.
You mean Zimmerman?
Of course, yes. Bob Zimmerman.
That was his original name, wasn't it? Robert?
Yes. Something? I think so. That sounds right. Like a real Samuel Clemens.
His version might be fine. I don't know. That's not the one I heard on the radio 2 days in a row. The Guns N' Roses version goes on forever and ever and ever. And all you hear, and plus, what bothers me the most is the way they rhyme it. The way they say door, specifically. It's knock, knock, knocking on heaven's do-a-wa. Over and yeah. Over. It's always do-a-wa.
I mean, that's how I pronounce that word. Door.
No, there are no R's in their version at all.
Door.
Like, oh yeah, Megan, can you go lock the door? And I get they're singing. Door. But sometimes just say the word door. You don't have to stretch out door into a three-syllable word.
Yeah. So you're not a fan of slant rhymes?
I'm okay with slant rhymes. But because... any moa does rhyme with doa, which they do. I don't know. Sorry, that's not gonna be my real happy hour. It just made me irrationally angry, and if I don't talk about it now, I'll be thinking about it forever.
I mean, I feel like you should hear it a third time, and maybe you'll just come full circle and love it.
Well, sadly, I'll have to when I edit down a clip of it to play in the in this episode. Let's see. I'm going to go with, I have a new iPhone that I talked about before.
Sure. The 7. Great model.
I already talked about losing the headphone dongle. Never mind. I mentioned that a few episodes ago. That sucks though, that I lose the dongle. Don't know where it is. My headphone earbuds only work on my phone, and that's the only thing I can plug into that spot to hear stuff. There we go. Lawnmowers.
Like, wait, you hate lawnmowers?
And leaf blowers.
So, using them or just the noise they produce?
The noise they produce when we're asleep.
Ah, right. Oh, because you sleep during the day.
Well, not like bats. We sleep until like 12 to 1. And it's still okay. It's still 8 hours of sleep. We aren't like going to bed at 10 and sleeping till noon or 1. So we sleep about 8 hours, sometimes 7, sometimes 9, it depends on how sleepy we are. And we're frequently woken up by lawnmowers. One day recently, it was a leaf blower that I swear went on for 2 hours, maybe 2.5 hours, across the street from us.
I mean, it is fall, Ben. There are so many leaves to be blown.
The place they were blowing was not big enough for 2.5 hours of leaf blowing. I don't know what they were doing. Every time I looked outside, he was standing in the same spot, blowing leaves. Or actually, I didn't even see leaves. He was just blowing the ground.
That's because they'd all been blown away, because he's doing such a great job.
Then why was he still there? Trying to, like, threaten them into coming back? Or into not coming back?
Maybe he's in some kind of fugue state. I don't know.
I don't know. It went on so long. We laid in bed trying to go back to sleep and couldn't. We had time to get up. Megan got ready for work, and it was still going on. And you know how that is, how long that takes, right, Brian?
Oh, boy, do I. I don't.
I don't either. Just trying to be a sitcom guy from the 90s.
Oh, man, the old ball and chain, am I right?
Oh, yeah, what are Bachelor's final words? I do.
Oh, indeed, indeed.
Oh, I only knew that one because I literally just listened to the episode where we talked about the wedding again. But yeah, how have we not, as a society, made quiet lawn equipment?
Or if it has to make a sound, it could at least be pleasant, like some kind of lovely music.
Yeah, like or a bubbling brook. Babbling.
Yeah. No, I like bubbling brooks.
A babbling. Yeah, but it also bubbles.
I'd be okay yes, with that. The bubbling brook.
Sounds like an aquarium, basically. That's one of those eggcorns. I'd be okay with that, though. Or like an ocean.
Yes. Like Ocean Spray cranberries.
Like Ocean's 12.
Ah, right. The best of all the Ocean's movies.
My favorite. I've not seen 8 yet, but I really want to.
Right. That's the prequel, right?
Yes, the all-lady prequel. I like all the people in it, pretty much, so I really want to see that one. So, my yeah, bumper troll is having not seen Ocean's 8.
I've heard good things. You're really missing out.
When it's streaming, I'll watch it. But yeah, quiet lawn equipment. Please someone make it. I'm sure there's a way to do it.
Yeah, I'm actually, I've got a Kickstarter going right now, Ben. I'm just trying to reach my goal of $1 billion. And once I do, I'll be able to produce that quiet lawn equipment for you.
I think you can. I hear another Kickstarter is working their way there. Not for lawn mowers, but a lot of them make a lot of money.
Yeah, no, it's very obtainable.
Definitely. $1 billion. Super easy to make.
Very reasonable. Not crazy at all.
So what about you? What bumps right. you out for this week and year? Is this our year in review episode?
Year? Well, no, because mine is very this week specific.
Oh, okay, so it's not time for our top 10 bummers.
No, although we should do that. I mean, we'll have to get permission from David Letterman, of course.
All right.
To borrow 10. His bit. We'll go the to... bottom 10, but the bottom 10 bummers, like the things we're not that unhappy about.
That's exactly how we'll get around it. Our bottom 10 happy hours and our bottom 10 bummer patrols.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Massive pants? Is that what they're called?
Worldwide pants.
Thank you. Why did I think it was massive?
You know, massive pants.
I think the logo, is it giant pants?
Maybe. That sounds like it could be the case.
I'll look that up while you say your bumper patrol.
So my bumper patrol is going to be very short and sweet and to the point and gross.
Oh, no.
So I'm watching this house. I'm taking care of these dogs. There are two dogs. Chihuahua that goes by the name of Paco.
Okay. And that sounds kind of racist, but okay.
Yeah, it is. And a bull mastiff named Boris.
Boris, and that's a good name for a bull mastiff.
It is a huge dog. It is the biggest dog I've ever seen. And as someone who is a temporary caretaker for this dog, I really don't enjoy having to clean up the mess that it makes when I'm at work. It's very, very upsetting.
Oh, how big?
Like the biggest dog droppings I've seen ever. It's like human size. It's disgusting.
No.
It's like a human person broke into this house while I was gone and left a mess everywhere.
Are you sure it's not you?
Oh, like I'm blacking out, like a Tyler Durden situation.
Yeah.
Only I'm defecating.
Club.
Yeah. Yep.
Can't be in the podcast. I just had to say it.
Yep. No. Poop club.
Yeah, that doesn't rhyme, Brian.
Well, at least it can be said on the podcast.
I'll bleep out that other one. Oh. Everyone knows what I'm saying.
Yeah. No. It's gross. As a non-dog owner, I'm glad I don't have to do this all the time because it's not great. Not great.
That is why we chose cat over dog.
Now, I will say, in defense of Paco the Chihuahua, is it still racist if it came from an actual Mexican family that named it?
Oh, no.
Okay.
It's probably not racist anyway. I hear, speaking of, as a white male speaking on racism, I feel like I have the right to say this. That's just how it works, right?
Sure. Yeah, we can pretty much throw our opinion around about anything, Ben. It's kind of it's our whole thing.
So no, this is even my opinion. It's just something I read. Do you hear that when Warner Brothers tried to like erase all of the what's his name? I'm not good.
Channing Tatum.
No, I'm not good with saying what things are supposed to be called today. I almost said Yippity Sam. Not Yosemite Sam. The rat, the fast one.
Oh, Speedy Gonzales.
Yeah, not Yippity Sam.
You sound like my grandmother trying to describe a thing she saw on television. You know, that fast rat that runs real fast.
That's how I feel today. Like your grandmother. Which one?
Alabama grandma?
Alabama grandma? Okay. Speedy Gonzales. Warner Brothers tried to like erase that, you know, trying to be sensitive. And then a lot of people got really angry at it. A lot of like Hispanic people got really angry. Apparently it's huge down there. Because they love that they're represented at all. That's what I've read on places.
Sure, places are very reliable for that sort of thing.
So I think it's okay.
Okay, great. Well, I'm glad that as a white male, you're able to give the defending stance on whether or not it's okay.
As a white male, I'll say that Hispanic people are okay with it.
Okay, great. Well, I'm so happy to hear that. I'm glad that they're happy with it.
No, I'll say that I've read that from people who at least claim to be Hispanic.
Okay. All right. Well, that is interesting. Although, I mean, maybe it just speaks to the sad state of representation, to where they just have to latch on to any kind of representation, even if it's a racist caricature.
Well, apparently they don't like his brother.
Oh, Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Yeah, no, they don't like him. Because that one is pretty racist. But Speedy Gonzales is cool. He's funny and awesome.
And he's also the fastest mouse in all of Mexico, Ben.
I will dispute that claim. There is no proof that there are not faster mice.
I mean, sure, he's the fastest mouse that I know of in Mexico.
I'd also like to add in that, in my defense of pants, in the logo, the pants are bigger than the world.
Okay. Yeah, well, because they're worldwide pants.
They are massive pants. And when you Google massive pants, you find pictures of people holding up some very large pairs of pants.
Oh, yeah, those are big pants.
Maybe I'll post those on the Facebook feed if you guys want to see some giant pants.
Sure. I mean, I feel like, I know it's always a risky game to play at this point in the podcast, but I feel like Massive Pants is a good front runner for episode title.
It's up there with Yippity Sam. Or maybe we'll make it like a Harry Potter style title, Yippity Sam and the Massive Pants.
Sure. Yippity Sam and the Alabama Grandma.
Actually, these are more like Nancy Drew episodes or your books. Oh, yeah, I kind of like all, there's so many good choices here. Listeners, write in and tell us what we should have picked, because it's too late.
Yep, there's already been a name decided. It has been said definitively.
We are done. We know it. And even no matter what other silly words come up, we got this solved. What next?
But yeah, well, that concludes my poop patrol, which is dog poop.
Oof.
Ooh.
Bold stance. Hating dog poop.
I don't care who I upset with my anti-dog poop rhetoric.
I guess it's better than a pro-dog poop stance.
Yeah.
Let me add that to the Bible now. Brian does not like dog poop.
Yep. Put it in the book.
And I don't like lawn equipment. Mm-hmm. And that song.
So that ends this segment. And now I think we have just enough time to do a quick round of... You don't know Ben. All right, time for a fan favorite recurring segment, You Don't Know Ben, the part of the show where I'm going to ask Ben 6 questions, rapid fire. You're going to answer as quickly as possible, giving as little thought as possible, and we're just going to see what comes out of your mouth, Ben.
That is never a good thing. So far this episode, listeners, would you want to see what I say?
No.
See? They responded. We have to leave a gap, like in Blue's Clues.
All right. Oh, man. Who? God, somebody told me that somebody was going to be the new Steve from Blue's Clues.
They're rebooting Blue's Clues?
I mean, maybe not, but this is
because I was gonna say that as a joke, but when you said that, I got just very angry. You can't reboot a classic. Oh no, September 13. Oh, that's happening.
Why? Yeah, did it. Although, yeah, it's not the first. Like, I can't remember who it was, but I think I was talking to Katie, and she's like, "Oh yeah, there's a rumor that so and so is going to be the new Steve on Blue's Clues."
Who was it?
I can't remember. I'll find out and get back to you. I'll report back.
Mario Lopez?
Oh man, no, but that would have been incredible.
Photoshop challenge. It says the 20 episode series order would have a refreshed signature look, which makes me worried.
I mean, you know, as a full-grown adult without children, I don't think you should care one way or the other about what happens to Blue's Clues.
Just because it's for preschool children does not mean that I can't watch it in my spare time.
Also, I think you're, like, too old to have watched original run Blue's Clues anyway. Like, I think you were, like, a tween when it debuted.
Oh, you're missing the crucial piece of information that my sister was young enough to watch it.
Oh, right. I mean, that makes sense. My brother was young enough to watch it, too, so totally get it.
That's why I also know about the Teletubbies and things like that.
Between the Lions? Is that a thing?
Oh, that was a thing. Was Wishbone? That was more us, right? Our era?
That was us. That was not your daddy's PBS. It was our PBS.
I thought That Was Us is that new sitcom spinoff. Not sitcom. Drama spinoff we're doing of This Is Us. That Was Us.
Yeah, That Was Us.
Sure, not anymore.
That's the 20-year reunion special they're going to do.
It probably is.
That Was Us. This Is Us reunion.
He's Our You.
The Way We Weren't.
This Was We?
Okay, all right. Let's stop now.
Episode title. This Was We.
Like five question marks afterward and a tilde for some reason.
Maybe an interrobang.
Yeah, and an asterisk.
Oh, yeah. All right, sorry. Questions.
All right, six questions. Enough nonsense, Ben. Six questions I'm going to ask. I want you to answer as quickly as possible. Are you ready?
Yes, that should be our tagline. Enough nonsense, Ben.
All right. Set the sundial.
All right.
Have we done that one before? Is that a redo?
I haven't gotten to those yet, but I feel like I did that once. I can't remember. Yeah, we ran out of time pieces.
That's true. Okay.
You had a beef timer in one episode.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Who was the better Cheers bartender, Coach or Woody?
Coach.
What was the last TV show you binge-watched?
Oh, Nailed It Holiday Edition. Wait. Binge-watch isn't day-to-day, right?
I don't know. What's the best road trip you've ever been on?
That road trip where you were in the car and we got stuck in a traffic jam listening to that song over and over.
Right. What nicknames have you been called throughout your lifetime?
Ben Cobb. And, I don't know, Benji Man? I don't know. It's all just my name.
Molten Panther.
Oh, yeah, that's not a nickname. That's a chosen name.
It's a self-appointed nickname.
I think of it more as an avatar of myself.
Oh, okay. It's your persona.
Yeah.
It's your persona.
Persona non grata.
What did you want to be when you grew up? What did you want to be? When you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Copper teacher.
Copper teacher? A teacher made out of copper? Oh,
I should enunciate better. A cop or a teacher.
Mm. Or a bronze teacher. Final question is, magnets, how do they work?
We talked about this last episode. But I will refuse to answer this so Big Magnet doesn't get more information out of us and free publicity.
Right, the magnet magnates. I remember. Yeah. The sun's gone, so I guess we're out of time.
Is that how sundials work?
Yeah, they count down until the sun goes away, right?
Sun went down. We're done. Everyone go to bed.
No more time now. We're in the between times.
Time is super weird, by the way. That's my bumper patrol.
No, it's just a statement of fact.
Oh, time's the worst.
It's just a reality we live with.
Out of time. To quote a car.
Okay, so first question. Better Cheers bartender, Coach or Woody? You said Coach.
Coach was probably a better bartender.
Yeah, I mean, they were both pretty dumb, but I suppose Coach was probably better at his job.
He had a lot more time to learn it. Woody's just like, oh, I'm a bartender, guys.
That's true. I mean, I'm sure Woody started young, so maybe by the time he got to be Coach's age, he would have been better.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But at the start, I think Coach was just better overall at tending bar.
Solid answer.
But I prefer Woody overall of the two.
I wanted to know the last show you binge-watched, and you said nailed it, Holiday Edition.
The most, because I haven't really binged anything except the Happy Cast recently. But we watched Nailed It, Holiday Edition every day for until we finished it. For those who don't know, like, I mentioned it before, Nailed It is a show where they get average people to be in a baking competition making ridiculously cool things and desserts.
They suck. And doing it poorly.
Very poorly.
To comedic effect.
Yes. In the Holiday Edition, it was really nice. I expected it to be all Christmas. They did one that was Christmas, one was Hanukkah, one was just like toys. I think one was like family gatherings. One, weirdly, was instead of like a bake week, it was make week. And they had to like craft things. They'd like craft like a shirt, like a sweater that was like a crazy Christmas sweater.
Huh.
Yeah, it was interesting. But, yeah, we watched that one a day. I will say the New Year's episode is my favorite one. Jason Mantzoukas is on as the guest comedian person. And it is a really solid episode of Nailed It.
Oh, I'll have to check that out.
Yes, the best part about the show also, Netflix pick, is that Nailed It also is like a Nailed It of TV shows or reality shows. They purposely leave in bloopers. They'll show the camera crew regularly. They'll leave in outtakes all the time. It's the best. I love that about shows. That's partly why we do it, is because I always loved it from the start.
Yep, I know that about you. You love them bloops.
I like when they're casual and not overproduced.
So can I hijack this for a moment?
Yeah.
Let's talk about bloops. My girlfriend Katie and I saw a motion picture recently. Beautiful Boy. Are you familiar with this film? Beautiful Boy, Steve Carell.
Is it a prequel to Beautiful Mind?
No.
Okay.
Maybe it is. I don't think so.
I don't know then.
Okay. Steve Carell plays a father, and his son is a drug addict, and it's this really harsh family drama about addiction.
Yeah, not
and
seeing
what
that.
It does to families.
That's too sad.
Yeah, no, and it's very sad. Steve Carell's great in it. But after the movie ended, and the credits were rolling, everybody was starting to leave. And I whispered to Katie, like, no, I don't want to leave yet. I want to stick around and see if they have some bloops.
Oh.
And
how'd that go?
She laughed. It was very funny.
But did they?
No, there was not a bloop to be found, Ben.
At the end, did Captain America show up?
No. Well, that's my usual joke for every movie we go to. I'm like, I was really hoping that Samuel L. Jackson, I was really hoping Sam Jackson was going to show up and recruit,
Michael Scott, the Nun. We need you. Oh.
Yeah. Michael Scott, yeah. The Nun to be part of the Avengers.
Wouldn't that be great, though, if some random movie ended like that?
I think it would be incredible.
In the next Avengers Age of Ultron, or not, that was number two, next Avengers movie, she's just there and flying around or something, probably. The Flying Nun.
Yep, Sally Field.
Cookies.
Okay, the next question was best road trip you've been on, and you were pandering to me, and you said it was the road trip we went on to Florida.
It was pretty fun. Being stuck in that car.
Sure. All aboard the Pander Express.
Now, I think that should be a segment, somehow. let's see. What is it? Oh, yeah. I think there is a lost episode, not capital L, of the Happy Cast, of that car ride.
Oh, there is.
And I think I have the audio for it.
Oh.
So when that comes out, I guess I'll put it in the feed somewhere after 99. That's when it'll happen. Because if I put it, like, back in the 40s or 50s when it happened, you'd all just get really confused that it's suddenly appearing back there.
Right.
I might put it in both. Well,
I mean, you did take it into account when you're numbering the episodes, though, so it is, like, episode 48 or something like
that.
Yeah,
it's somewhere in there. So, good news. I'll put it in both. I'll put it early and recent so you guys can hear it. But I remember it being okay.
Yeah, I remember it being fun.
It's a lot of singing.
Sure, sure.
Sorry for your sounds. The Proclaimers. I have to hide a cat toy from our cat.
Next question was, what nicknames have you had throughout your lifetime? You said Ben, Benji Man.
Ben Cobb.
Ben Cobb. It's all variations of your given name.
Have I told that Ben Cobb story before?
You have to me. I don't know if you've done it on the show.
A lot of people have started calling me that in junior high and high school ever since ninth grade when I was in a science class. And I said, it was like, I think physical science or something. And we're talking about like chemicals like carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide and hydrogen chloride and all that stuff. And curious, I just said, when you write them out, do you put a space between the two or is it pushed together like a single word? Because a lot of ingredient stuff does that. And the teacher like looked at me and was like, well, there'd have to be a space because if there wasn't, it'd be like if you were just called Ben Cobb. And then it spread and random people who I didn't even know would refer to me as Ben Cobb.
Ben Cobb.
Not, oh, hey, Ben. It's, hey, Ben Cobb.
Hey, it's Ben Cobb.
It's not like there were like 50 Bens at school.
But there was only one Ben Cobb and it was you.
It was. Kat, you need to go away, please.
Are you holding a grudge against this teacher to this day?
I don't remember her name, but I see her face every night when I close my eyes.
How romantic.
No, not in a romantic way.
Okay.
In a revenge way.
Oh, okay.
Was there another question?
There was another question. It was...
Magnets.
Oh, magnets. How do they work? And you refuse to answer.
Well, we can't tell the listeners. Because also, you know, the magnets. And I got mad at them last time, and we got some, like, DMCA takedowns on the episode.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and also, we missed one. What did you want to be when you grew up? And you said copper teacher.
Yeah, first it was cop. But
then we've already covered copper teacher.
Yeah, we did cover copper teacher. It's like copper kettle. I wanted to be specifically a detective until I remembered or realized you need to be a cop first, and cops sometimes get shot at.
Yeah, I mean, you can be both. You can be a teacher who's a cop, hence copper teacher.
Yeah.
What's your name, son? Murphy.
Brown.
What? What?
Brown like copper is.
Oh, okay. Murphy Brown as RoboCop.
I would probably watch that.
I would kickstart that.
You already have a Kickstarter.
But oh, yeah, right, sorry.
But I wanted to be a detective, but I don't want to get shot at. And there's always private detective, but, I mean, then I have to, like, spy on affairs, like Veronica Mars does.
Right, you want to be a public detective.
Yeah, public. Available to everyone, not just the rich.
Well, that concludes another exciting round of You Don't Know Ben.
Doo-doo-doo-boo-boo.
Now we move on to listener feedback.
Sounds.
The mail's here.
Mail time.
Oh, great. Thanks.
What's this? A letter for me.
Listener feedback. If you want to write into the show, we would love to hear from you. Our email address is happycastfeedback@gmail.com. That's right. Happycastfeedback@gmail.com. Or we have a phone number.
Yes.
Ben, what's that phone number? Hit me with them digits.
It is 177 Happy None. If you need the numbers, look at your phone pad. I have a hard time reading it quickly.
Fair enough. So, Ben, do we have any feedback this week?
Yes, we have two. We have an email for you to read.
Oh, how exciting.
It is from listener Q, I'm pretty sure. I will admit that it was mostly solicited. I would follow her on Facebook. We're friends on Facebook. I forgot. You know, we're friends on Facebook, And I saw she posted a picture of a menorah, and I did not know we had any Jewish listeners. So, excitedly, this sounds really weird, saying it like this. No, I was just excited to learn, because I have not known very many Jewish people who would just talk about it, or who celebrated Hanukkah, like, to my face. No. They celebrate Hanukkah right to my face. No, no. I've been really curious about, you know, the holiday, what it entails, other than what I see on TV.
Oh, right. What is there beyond what we all learned from the Rugrats Hanukkah special, which we all remember?
I kind of do remember that one.
Oh, I do. That's actually where 100% of my Hanukkah knowledge came from for most of my life.
Well, maybe they're accurate. I guess we'll find out.
From what I gathered later in life, they were pretty accurate. They also did a Passover special.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
Sure. Yeah, the Rugrats were half Jewish men.
Oh yeah, the dad side, right?
The mom side, maybe the dad.
Do we know?
I don't think Grandpa Pickles was Jewish. It was Dee Dee's parents who were Jewish.
Which ones are kind of Russian-y or dress Russian-y?
It's Dee Dee's parents.
Oh wait, yeah. Sorry, it's not his. I forgot that Grandpa was Stu's dad. Yes, Dee Dee's parents.
Yeah, then. That was Grandpa Pickles.
Yeah, the ones that always show up and are talk old.
Right. Yeah. It's great. Rugrats. Great. I can't wait for them to reboot it so we can complain about how they ruined it.
All growed up. They already ruined it.
Oh, right. Sorry. Although, I remember when they first announced that, it was all grown up for the special, and they changed it to grown up for the series. But I was very excited as a teenager, where I'm like, this is incredible. I want to see Tommy Pickles working a dead-end job. I want to see Chucky having marriage issues. And then I realized, like, oh, by all grown up, they mean, like, 12. Great, cool, okay.
I would totally watch that version. That's like Girl Meets World. And Fuller
House. That's what I wanted to see. Yeah, that's what I
wanted. That version of Rugrats, where it's like they're
the gritty, dark Rugrats.
Stu is now Grandpa, and then it's like Tommy.
Grandpa
and...
is dead.
Oh, probably. Tommy and Lil are married.
Sure. Okay.
And like they're having their own babies, and those babies are the ones we follow mostly. But we see our old family favorites. We could see like Chucky as Chaz and Chaz as Old Man Chaz.
Old Man Chucky, yeah.
Old Man Chucky.
I mean, if I can get us a meeting with Nickelodeon, I would really like you to pitch this to them, Ben.
Maybe you could. I think the voice actors are all still alive.
Sure, I think so.
It's only like 20 years ago.
Okay, so sorry, this Hanukkah. Is our solicited email.
Yeah, she was kind enough to do so. Also, her birthday was yesterday. Happy late birthday, Q.
Oh, Q's birthday is on Boxing Day. I had no idea.
Yes, she's destined to be a boxer.
Sure, that's how that works. All the greatest boxers were born on Boxing Day. Rocky Balboa, Apollo Creed.
And the real ones.
Clubber Lang, Ivan Drago.
I can't remember any names now. The one from Punch Out.
Mr. Dream.
Little Joe.
Yep. Vodka Joinski. King Hippo.
Glass Jaw Steve.
Yep, Glass Joe.
Oh, yeah, okay, it was just Joe. I can't remember his name. Anyway, right. Hanukkah.
So, Q was very generous to write in with this email, so let's see what it has to say. The email, not Q. I wasn't calling Q. Let's see what the email has. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's late.
It's the email.
Yeah. Ben, it's so late. It's like 7 a.m. now.
No, we're not doing that thing again.
Okay.
That's back from a long time ago. Everyone, listen to our old episodes. They're up now. We don't make any money from it. That sounds like we do, and I'm lying, but we really don't.
We make no money from it. Wink, wink.
I'm just saying, don't worry if you don't want us to make money. You can still listen to it, and either way, we still won't make money. Although, Facebook has been pushing constantly for me to use their free $15 credit they gave us to boost a post.
I mean, it's free. Why not?
Because I don't know how to boost a post.
Nah, fair enough.
Hanukkah.
Okay, email from Q. Dear Ben and Brian, as promised, I wrote a little blurb about the holiday my family and I celebrate around this time. Cue the More You Know music theme.
Boop, boop, boop.
Keep happy, Q.
No.
And the email ends, and then it goes into the blurb about Hanukkah.
Oh, that was a quick email.
Oh, so
this is a return of our special education segment.
Oh, the one we've only done once before.
Yes, and it was with listener Anne, and it's poorly named, but we already named it, so we have to keep it now.
Yeah, we should have really thought about it and given it a different name.
We don't do that with any of our segment titles.
So, Q says, Hanukkah, or the Festival of Dedication, is a minor holiday in Judaism, but it happens to be one of the most celebrated Jewish holidays in the United States. Hanukkah is celebrated by lighting a menorah every night for 8 nights, with one candle added each night. Then the menorah is placed in the window. Foods cooked in oil are eaten, like fried potato pancakes called latkes.
That sounds good.
Yeah, sure. I could go for some fried potato pancakes. And deep-fried jam-filled donuts, which sounds incredible.
I want to try Hanukkah foods. I wish I had more Jewish friends nearby.
And the jam-filled fried donuts are called Sofginiyotes.
Sofginiyotes?
Sofginiyotes. Q was kind enough to have a pronunciation guide here for me.
Yes, she is the best.
So I hope I'm still saying that right. Children may also play with a spinning top known as a dreidel.
I've heard of that one.
Mm-hmm. I remember that from the Rugrats Hanukkah special.
There was a giant dreidel, and they had to make dreidel cake pops in the Nailed It Holiday special.
Oh, there you go.
They were not good at making them.
The holiday commemorates two things. One, the successful rebellion by the Maccabees against the government when Judaism was outlawed. Two, the miracle of the last flask of oil burning for 8 days when it should have burned for only one.
I've heard that second part before. The first part, my email on iTunes lets me click the Maccabees, and I get an English indie rock band formed in 2004 in London.
Oh.
And I'm pretty sure that's not the one they're talking about.
No, I can confirm that it is not. Like many Jewish holidays, Hanukkah celebrates the refusal to assimilate and lose this unique culture, even under dire or lethal circumstances. Since taking part in Christmas celebrations is often unavoidable, and being different can be difficult, Hanukkah serves as a reminder of how important it is to stay true to oneself and one's family. And that concludes the email. Keep happy, Q.
Oh, not stay happy? Are you sure it's not stay happy?
I know. It says right here, keep happy, K, and then like 8 E's, and then P.
I feel like I'm losing the debate.
I think you are too. We should do a Facebook poll. So that's the one email we had, and I hear we also have some audio feedback.
Yes.
I was hoping you'd make that joke.
Audio feedback joke. No, we got a voicemail call from someone. Get away, cat! Stop playing with that toy! From Elmo. There we go. I just scared the cat away with a bag. Okay. So I'll play some audio feedback from, I think, the new today.
Cats hate bags.
What up, Ben and Brian? My happy hour for the week is Big Fat Quiz of the Year. The new episode just came out, and I really like Ben. Don't please, I messed up.
Some audio feedback from the new today.
Wait. Is there a second attempt at that?
Yep, there's a second attempt. That's the first attempt.
I don't know if she intended for you to play that first one.
Well, it did end with Ben, don't play that. But if it were any other listener, I would have agreed. But this is what you do as an older sibling.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as a friend of your sister, I cannot abide by this. But as an older sibling, I get it.
That's how it goes. That's how it be. Well, here is her take two.
Hey, Ben and Brian. My happy hour pick of the week is the Big Fat Quiz of the Year. It's this British panel quiz show with all these like comedians and actors, and I don't know, I really like it. The new episode just came out. And my bummer petrol is losing puzzle pieces. I got these two new Animal Crossing puzzles for Christmas, and I'm working on the winter one. I haven't lost my pieces yet, but this is just to cover my bases in case that happens, because that would be the worst. Okay, thanks, bye.
I mean, that does seem like a nightmare, losing one puzzle piece and not finding out until the very end.
Has it happened to you before?
No, not to me personally, but it seems bad.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we've lost several. Every now and then we'll just find a puzzle piece lying around in our rug. The cat is finding them and just taking the pieces out one by one.
Oh man, cats are jerks like that.
They are, but at least they don't have giant poops.
That's true.
And the big fat quiz of the year. Yeah, they do usually two of those a year. But what actually one's big fat quiz of the year. The other one's big fat quiz of everything. It pretty much is, yeah, like she said. It's like a pub quiz kind of show, six comedians and three teams, a host. It's all questions about pop culture. A lot of stuff depends. A lot of the stuff is like just pop culture, so I would have heard it somewhere. But then they get to the sports section, and they're like, Winstonton Shire has a new mascot. What is it? And it was like...
in cricket.
It was like a boiler was their new mascot.
Oh, weird.
I'd never heard of it. They usually have one token American. This year it was Michelle Wolf. The one that did the State of the Union.
Yep.
The comedian who the president delegated to give the State of the Union that year. No. The Correspondents' Dinner, that's it. She gave that and got in big trouble. But yeah, she was on. It was a funny episode. I finished it just minutes before recording. And then they'll do another one, I think, early January. I don't know if our British listeners watch it or if they care or like it. I don't know.
Well, it sounds interesting to me. I'll have to check that out.
It's on YouTube.
Oh, I have YouTube.
Really? YouTube Red?
No. Even though they keep insisting on asking me if I want to be part of it.
I don't care about the original programming or music, so I don't bother. Although I did, we got a free week of it to watch all of this one science-y special called Mind Space or something like that.
Yeah. I'd like to watch Cobra Kai, so I might use a trial to do that one day.
Sorry, Mind Field. That's what it is. What is Cobra Kai?
Cobra Kai is the Karate Kid sequel series that they do for YouTube Red.
That's why. That's a thing.
Did you not know about that?
No. Did they get Ralph Macchio?
Yeah, Ralph Macchio and I can't remember the bad guy from Karate Kid, but it's them as adults, and it's from the Cobra Kai kids' point of view. It's supposed to be really good, actually.
Wasn't Ralph the bad guy?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you taking the Barney Stinson view?
Wait. Now I'm just mixed up. I thought he really was the bad guy.
No, that was the joke. Is Ralph Macchio was Daniel-san, who was the main character who was trained by Mr. Miyagi.
Oh, he's the only name I could come up with that quick, so I couldn't remember which one he was.
And then Billy William Zabka, or I thought it was Billy Zabka, but William Zabka, because he's an adult now, he was the leader of the Cobra Kai. His name was Johnny.
Billithy.
And yeah, this is here, I'll read to you the description of it on IMDb. Decades after their 1984 All-Valley Karate Tournament bout, a middle-aged Daniel LaRusso and Johnny Lawrence find themselves in a martial arts rivalry again. So, yeah, so he's like the new, the new sensei of the Cobra Kai dojo. I don't know. It's supposed to be really great, Ben. I want to see it.
I've never seen Karate Kid.
What? How dare you, Ben?
Welcome to Whispercast.
Sweep the leg.
This is something we always wanted to do, but never did.
Did we not actually do this? I thought we did.
It all runs together. I don't remember. Listeners, write in and let me know, but I'll find out in the next couple weeks anyway.
Sure. Don't spoil it for Ben. He'll get there.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you, everyone, for the feedback, Q and Caitlin.
Yes, thank you, two of you. But, yeah, so don't tune in next week, because we won't be here next week. Tune in, month or two, who knows, depends how long it takes.
Right, we're working on something special for that 100th episode.
It will involve all of you if that is possible.
Well, that was cryptic and exciting. I can't wait to find out what you mean.
If you want to know what we want you to do, if you want to know, or have any suggestions of what you should do for the 100th episode, contact us. We're on Facebook. Apparently you can message our HappyCast page. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was news to me as well.
So message us there, and we'll start conversations with all of you about what we want to do.
Sounds good. I can't wait to find out how it turns out.
And tell us if you don't want to do anything.
Sure, you can ghost us if you like.
But then we won't know.
Oh, like, sure.
What if, like, Mad City Bob no longer listens? He can't message us and let us know because we haven't told him he can't hear this. We'll have to message him and say, hey, Mad City Bob, do you want to do a weird thing?
And then he'll, I'm sure, yeah, you should word it just like that.
I love the weird things, though.
Yeah, no. Weird things are good. Well, sounds good. Can't wait to hear it.
You'll be a part of it.
Yeah, I'll be part of it. I'll definitely be there.
So until that episode, listen to our first 99.
On repeat, nonstop.
You can. I am currently up to 37.
Well, you're a little over a third of the way there, Ben. Congratulations.
I can't guarantee that all the ones after that are uploaded correctly, but at least those will work if you want to listen to them.
Sure. And you'll fix the others as you go on, I suppose.
That I am doing.
All right. Well, I suppose that concludes this here podcast. Join us sometime in the future, time to be determined, for another episode. Until then, remember to
stay happy.
Keep on
staying happy. Stay on, staying on. Happy. Autocorrect is annoying. I was texting my coworker saying that I love the gingerbread cookies because they're really soft instead of like the crunchy ones that I dislike.
Uh-huh.
And it's their first time baking gingerbread, and they were great. I said they're perfectly soft and so great, way better than the crunk ones.
It's not even a real word.
No, people say crunk, don't they?
Sure, like Lil Jon.
Is that one of Robin Hood's men?
Yeah, sure.
Lil Jon.
Robin Hood's right-hand man who's always getting crunk.
Steal from the crunk and give to the poor.
Yep. Robin Hood, Lil Jon, crunking through the forest.
Make that a song now.
Robin Hood and Lil Jon crunking through the forest.